Hello, good morning. Thank you for calling Tax Relief. How are you doing today?
How you doing? I had got a call from this number.
Oh, it might be one of my coworkers. Let's see. Oh, yes.
Ron,
They were
Ron
calling
Dale
you to
Evans?
offer you assistance.
Yeah.
That will be with the IRS taxes if you owe or if you have any on file taxes.
No, I'm trying to file.
Okay. How many years you have in file?
And like since 2020.
2020 until now.
Well, now.
Okay, so it's like 4 years on file taxes that you have.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And that will be with the IRS, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because the IRS has a program on where they can help you, of course. If you have a couple of minutes right now, I can bring the tax specialist on the line so they can help you with this situation.
Okay.
Can I have your name, please?
Rondell Edward.
All right. Edward, you said your last name.
Yeah.
And your phone number will be the same from the one that you are calling. 239-329-6386. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Thank you for confirming. I'll bring the tax specialist on the line so I can introduce yourself. Let me just 1 second.
Okay.
Let's see what we can do for you.
Tax Relief, this is
Hello.
Emily.
Hi, Emily.
How
this is Maddie,
doing?
And I have Rondell on the line. He has more than 2 years on file taxes. And I have the phone number. 239-329-6386.
Got it.
Mr.
Okay,
Edward,
you.
You're in good hands with Emily.
Yes. Yeah.
Have a great day.
Okay, thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Hi, Edward.
Hello.
How's it going? Hi.
How you doing, Miss Emily?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I can't call it.
Good. Okay, so she said you had 2 unfiled years. Do you owe anything to the IRS?
No.
Okay. Were you employed for both of the years that you didn't file?
No, I was incarcerated at the time, and the IRS had sent me a letter stating that, because I was trying to do it when I was incarcerated, but somebody had filed for it twice in my name, and I wanted to see how, like, where do I go? And about that.
So the years they're filed, it's just someone filed them in your name?
Yes, because I was trying to
okay.
do them, but they had sent me a letter back saying they can't do it because somebody already did it.
Is it already filed, right? Okay. Have you tried to make contact with the IRS about this?
Yeah, but every time when I contact the IRS, don't nobody answer.
Yeah. For both of those years, you don't owe anything at all?
No, I don't owe none.
Okay. Well, honestly, I mean, if you were to come with us, right, you don't owe anything, and it sounds like you really actually don't have the 2 unfiled years. It's just they were filed however they filed them. What I would recommend doing, honestly, probably your cheapest way would just to be to leave it how it is, because we could look into it, right? But in order for us to take on your case, it would be $590. If you call the IRS, you're going to wait on hold for hours, and you're going to get the runaround. And so maybe just leave it the way it is.
Shit, I don't want nobody to keep filing none in my name.
Yeah.
If I can't,
you would need to request a new social security number, but you would need to go through the Social Security Administration that way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that ain't the news that I wanted to hear, but I guess it's better than that. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Bye bye.